The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Question of the day today. Are you familiar with the horseshoe theory? Because you need to be. We're becoming a nation of hypocrites. Plus, the University of Florida has rescinded a football scholarship offer to a high school prospect for using the N-word while rapping along with the song. Let's talk about that. All that and more today on Candace Owens. So the horseshoe theory is a political science theory that outlines the shape of the political spectrum. While all political ideologies are given a place on the horseshoe political spectrum, the theory was created to examine the closeness and similarities between the far left and the far right. Basically, the theory is that they're kind of the same. These extremes are not as far apart as they seem to be, right? So why am I bringing this up? Well, because a few episodes back, I told you about a very interesting conversation that I had with Zuby. He's a musical artist and he dabbles in politics. And he grew up in Saudi Arabia. And when I was sitting down with him, I was so amazed that he grew up there. He's a black man that was born in the UK, grew up in Saudi Arabia. And I was like, wow, that must have been so crazy to live there. Crazy place. Laws that, like, if you steal something, you'll get your hands cut off. Very extreme. And he was sort of startled by my idea that that was extreme because he's thinking, Candace, you live in America. What could be more extreme than living in America? He said, at least Saudi Arabia is safe because people know that if they're going to steal, they're going to get their arms cut off. Whereas in America, you guys have nothing but crime here. Nothing but crime because they know that there's no consequences for the things that they do. And that conversation stayed with me for a very long time. I think about it all the time when I assess countries that are considered very radical because of their positions, countries like Afghanistan, which just reinstated Sharia law. Well, I have this on my mind today, obviously, because the left is very upset about the fact that the World Cup is taking place in Qatar. How dare we? We are a nation, many nations, united by the concept of freedom. The West is the best. Rah, rah, rah. How dare we allow Qatar, such a backwards nation, to host the World Cup? How dare David Beckham be up there, become the face of the World Cup, knowing what atrocities take place in Qatar. Yeah, interesting. Very, very interesting. So let's go over some of those unbelievable laws that are in Qatar. Well, it's the first one that they're upset about, obviously, is the fact that they can't drink. No beer allowed at the World Cup, even though Budweiser was initially one of the sponsors. The Qatari government said, nope, no alcohol consumption. We don't believe in that here. So you can't drink. And that's horrible. No freedom. Rah, rah, rah. In America, it's so much better because we allow people to shoot up for free, right? Yeah, in places like New York City and San Francisco, the government creates safe places for people to shoot up, for people to get high in neighborhoods. We've created little places and then they can just, I don't know, get high and potentially overdose, which has happened many times. So my question to you is, which is worse? Let's not forget that we are also in the midst of a very, very serious fentanyl crisis that our government doesn't seem to care about at all. So in Qatar, you can't drink Budweiser. In America, our government won't even acknowledge the fentanyl crisis, which is worse. Another point, in Qatar, adultery is illegal. You cannot cheat on your spouse. In fact, it's punishable by flogging and up to 7 years in jail. That's very heavy. I don't agree with that. I think that's very wrong. But in America, we celebrate cheating. In fact, we are trying to assign meaning to having multiple partners. We talked about the other day how the app Hinge, which is a dating app, is getting an update because they're recognizing that there's so many other types of relationships. Forget just a relationship, a monogamous one, perhaps between a man and a woman. forget a homosexual, I'm between a male and a male, or a woman and a woman. Now we say polyamory is real, right? You could be polyamorous and you might want to really have a relationship with seven different people, no strings attached. What's the result of that? Well, we're having a familial crisis in America, right? We have people that are growing up without stable households, people that are growing up without a father in the home, because we celebrate perversity. We celebrate having multiple partners. We celebrate sex. So my question to you is, which is worse? By the way, along those very same lines, in Qatar, you can actually be punished. Get this. This is horrible, horrific to even imagine. You could be punished if you are raped. A woman would be considered an adulteress in that regard. You had sex with somebody else that is not your husband. It doesn't really matter if you're raped. And that woman's life would be ruined, of course. Imagine going to prison because you were raped. Imagine losing everything because you were raped. We don't have that in America. No, in America, we have the exact opposite, where you can lose everything. Even if you don't rape somebody, we call that hashtag me too, right? Hashtag me too. You can now smear and libel a man as a rapist because he looked at you wrong, because you had an awkward date. You can have people that lose absolutely everything, like Matt Lauer. Essentially, he was really just cheating on his wife, right? But it doesn't matter because he had sex with an employee and he was Me Too'd, and now he has to bear the weight of the press pretending that he is a rapist. Many men who have fallen on a simple allegation. There's no due process. So for not raping someone, right? That's what the Me Too movement was all about. For upsetting a female, for a female launching an allegation against you, a man can lose everything. Woo! I love freedom. Which is worse? Get this, you're not even going to believe this. Ready? In Qatar, they have policies surrounding social media. You're not allowed to just give out fake news on social media. You're not allowed to lie on social media. You can be given a maximum of 3 years in prison or be steeply fined if you are convicted of spreading false news on social media apps. Well, at least in America, we only serve prison time virtually for real news, not fake news, right? Hunter Biden laptop story, you would have had your account shut down if you shared that early. I mean, yeah, it was true. It was all real, but I had my account locked on Twitter because, I don't know, I was spreading real news. Were you injured from COVID? Did you go and get the COVID vaccine shot like the government told you to do? And did you suffer the consequences? Did you break out into a rash? Or did you drop dead? Did you die suddenly after getting the COVID vaccine? Did a relative of yours die suddenly after getting the COVID vaccine? And then you had the audacity to share that information online. Yeah, well, your account would have been suspended for spreading, I don't know, real information. So which is worse, Qatar or America? You know, one thing I think that we can agree on is that it's really wrong the way that they look at people who have homosexual feelings in Qatar. Couple of facts, ready? Same-sex relationships are not recognized by the government. Okay. But you can be sentenced to prison time if you are discovered engaging in homosexual behavior. Could you imagine going to prison for being gay? That's I don't know. I can't agree with that. I think that's really wrong. I can't get behind that. But in America, we are somehow better because we're mutilating children. That's it. We will not put gays in prison, but we will mutilate young children's bodies. We will give them drugs, which we also give to pedophiles to castrate them. We give the same drugs to children, and we call it therapy. We call it transgender therapy, right? We're helping children recognize the genders that they feel inside of themselves. And that's love. According to American society, that's, affirming care, according to American society, not child abuse. So yeah, we're not locking up the gays, but we are experimenting with children. We're creating Franken children, and we are leading these children to lives that have severe depression, high suicidal rates. So my question to you is, which is worse? I'll ask you an even more difficult question. Which society will be worse off in the end in terms of running it in these directions? Think about the horseshoe theory. Who's going to be better off or worse in the end? A lot of people are upset because American journalist Grant Wall was refused entry in Qatar for the Wales versus United States match because he was wearing a T-shirt that showed a rainbow football. Can you imagine that? Here's what he tweeted when that incident happened. He said, "Just now, security guard refusing to let me into the stadium for USA versus Wales. Quote, you have to change your shirt. It's not allowed." Wow, that is pretty horrific. Could you imagine on the basis of what you are wearing being refused entry? That is, it's unimaginable. Wait, well, actually, it is kind of imaginable. That's kind of very much imaginable, being refused entry on the basis of what you're wearing. I'm pretty sure, is this the same society in American society that were telling children they couldn't go to school if they didn't mask up for 6 hours per day? Couldn't go to football matches. You couldn't even be allowed to go purchase food, right? You weren't even allowed to go shop for food unless you masked up. Wear a mask, save lives. Oh my God, you're not gonna lose. That same journalist, Grant Wall. Yeah, here is a real tweet from him regarding COVID masking. He wrote, "Wear a mask if you leave your residence." A picture with him looking like a Batman villain, completely masked up. Oh, Grant, could you imagine, Grant, just a few short months later, you're going to be kicked out on the basis of what you're wearing, but you were totally fined and got completely in line with the government as the rest of Americans were basically told to oppress their own faces. You know, maybe what we should have done throughout COVID was painted rainbow flags on children's faces. Then maybe journalists like Grant Wall would have been outraged that they were told to cover their mouths, right? Outraged that children weren't being allowed to breathe because if we had put a little LGBTQ flag on it, then it would have been problematic. Yeah. All of this to say is that we have become a nation of hypocrites. So you're going to have to spare me your tears when it comes to Qatar. And that's all I have to say about that. Profiling, surveillance, data harvesting. There are a lot of things that I do not like about tech giants, but there is only so much that I can do. I don't have $44 billion to buy up Twitter. The good news is that you don't have to be a billionaire to take a stand. For less than $7 per month, you can join me and fight back against big tech by using ExpressVPN. Big tech companies make their money by tracking your online activities, your searches, video history, and everything that you click on. They then sell that data to advertisers who target you. ExpressVPN helps you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address so they can't match any activity back to you. I use ExpressVPN on all my devices to make it much more difficult for big tech companies to exploit my data for their own profits. It's incredibly easy to use. I just tap one button on my phone or computer, and I'm free to roam the internet, free from big tech's prying eyes. If you don't like big tech tracking you and selling your personal data for profit, fight back by using ExpressVPN. Visit expressvpn.com/Candace right now, and you'll get 3 extra months free. ExpressVPN.com, ExpressVPN.com/Candace. ExpressVPN.com/Candace. Okay, now it's time for some topics du jour. So you may have seen me tweeting about this story yesterday because I'm pretty livid about it. There is a young student named Marcus Stokes who had a scholarship offer to the University of Florida, but that scholarship offer has been rescinded. Why? Because he said the N-word. You might be thinking, Candace, that's really bad. They caught him in a video on social media saying the N-word. That's really, really wrong. Except the context that you're missing here is that he was actually just rapping along to one of his favorite songs. So there is a song that he likes, and he's rapping to it. And in that song, it says the N-word repeatedly, right? And so because he's the wrong color, he is going to have his scholarship rescinded. Now, why is that problematic? Because I'm getting sick and tired of these double standards. It drives me crazy that we are allowed to put this word in music, and then we turn around and we say to society that depending on what color you are, you may or may not be allowed to say it. Could you imagine that? Imagine if there was a word that only white people could say and black people couldn't say, right? And not only could white people say it, but white people were saying it perpetually, like just every other word, every other sentence, putting it in their music, saying whatever word it was. And then suddenly a black person came around and said it and they said, oh, you are going to have your life ruined. You can't go to university because this is some special word that we have decided that only black people are allowed to say. You might call that I don't know, what is it? Racism in and of itself, right? When you are looking at somebody in the color of their skin and you are saying that they are allowed to say something, you might even say, you might even go so far as to describe it as segregation, right? The same people that are demanding that we put an end to the past and putting an end to racist policies are also saying that there is some special category that allows Black people to partake in a word, which, by the way, nobody should say. Nobody should say the word. If it's a bad word, it needs to be bad all around, not bad only when some people say it. It is such peak stupidity to suggest that a word that is that derogatory can somehow be reclaimed and powerful, right? The only people that believe that are people that believe that Black people are stupid. Because everything that they tell us is ours is dysfunctional, right? Oh, that's yours. You degrade yourself. you guys, you've got it covered. Why should we even call Black people the N-word when they're so proud to call themselves the N-word? In fact, we're going to make them think that they have such a stake and a claim on that dirty word that they're going to start yelling if white people say it. Because white people are too good to say that word. Is that the idea that we're basically saying? Because that's what it suggests to me. It suggests that white people own a better part of the language, right? That they don't use derogatory terms like this. And yet Black people need to feel that it's proprietary to us. I think that the University of Florida should be ashamed of itself. In fact, if this was my child, I'd be suing them. Because what I would do is I would go through the social media channels of every single player on that team, every single student that I could find went to the University of Florida. And if I found even one student that was Black and was saying that word and who did not have their scholarship rescinded or did not have their place at the university rescinded, I would say this is discriminatory, because the truth is that we have in place policies that prevent racial discrimination. What this is on its face is racial discrimination. And it makes me upset that this person issued an apology. He issued an apology via Twitter and said, "My intent was never to hurt anybody, and I recognize that even going along with the song, my words still carry a lot of weight." That is ridiculous. And his parents should have never made him issue that apology. It makes somebody a weaker individual to do something that makes entirely no sense. And you want to know the great irony, by the way, in all of this, is that typically the white kids that are rapping along to Black music, dropping the N-word, are the least racist white people in society. They are partaking in Black culture. I thought when Martin Luther King had a dream, that was it. That might have been it for people to engage in one another's cultures, for people to come together and to celebrate one another's cultures, for people like Marcus Stokes to say, "I like this rap artist so much that I want to learn all of the lyrics to his song," only to be told, nope, that's not for you. Maybe just listen to white people music. That would be less discriminatory somehow. Moving on, our President Biden, or Resident Biden, because his mind has gone and somebody else is completely controlling everything that's happening in the White House. He's facing some backlash after he has promised up to $1 billion for climate reparations for poor countries that have suffered damages due to the use of fossil fuels. So he cares so much about the climate that he's going to give $1 billion to poor countries. And if you're thinking, why does that sound like more money laundering via third world countries, that would make you a smart person. That would make you a smart person. You'd be intelligent if you were thinking that this is more money laundering and you're starting to catch on to how it works. We find a poorer country, we find a willing participant, they send billions of dollars overseas, they wash it, and they send it back to the American politicians, usually via their 501c3s, right? Here you go, Clinton Foundation organization, wash, rinse, wash, and repeat. And that keeps going on and on and on. And this time he faced a little bit of backlash. How can you do this? Well, guys, don't be too upset, because we've also just, as of today, sent another $4.5 billion to Zelensky. The welfare queen does it again. He does it again. I'm starting to like Zelensky. I like him. I like a criminal that just looks you in the face and says, "Feel bad for me. I'm not a criminal. Put me on the cover of Vogue, Vanity Fair. Feel sad for me. My people are struggling because I'm obviously giving them none of the many billions that I've gotten, and I'm washing it and sending it back to Western politicians." And time to call that out. But it's good to know that we are also now going to launder $1 billion by pretending that we're giving it to third world countries as climate reparations. By the way, I'm the person that doesn't even support reparations for slavery in America. But let me be very clear. If we're giving out climate reparations, I want reparations for everything. I want to be the number one victim of everything. I want reparations for the time that women were not allowed to vote in America. I want reparations for slavery. I want reparations for Jim Crow. I feel like that's appropriate. Jim Crow laws and any other way that I might be able to insert myself into a victim class like President Zelensky. Okay, I want to talk to you guys for a second about Pure Talk. There is no reason to pay Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile over $80 a month for wireless services when you can get the same service on the same network at Pure Talk for half the price. With Pure Talk, you can get talk, text, and data that's just as fast for just $30 a month. Those other guys are making you pay for thousands of retail stores that you don't go to, perks that you don't use, and massive profits to keep their shareholders happy. Pure Talk, on the other hand, wants to keep you happy, which is why they're invested in a U.S.-based customer service team. It's also why they give you so many more data options, so they don't have to charge you for data that you don't need. I'm a fan of Pure Talk because I like supporting veteran-owned U.S.-based companies that have my best interests at heart. It will take you less than 10 minutes to make the switch, and you'll save a ton of money. Now's your chance to show corporate America that you're done funding their leftist ideologies. Go to puretalk.com and enter code Owens to save 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code Owens, for 50% off your first month. Moving on, you guys, you're not going to believe this because we covered this years ago, but CBS is working on a riveting story. They are breaking a story. Ready? The Hunter Biden laptop is real. It's real, guys. Could you believe it? It's real. CBS has finally gotten around to confirming that the laptop story is real. So if you were like me and you got your account suspended and frozen on Twitter because you shared those really weird text messages between Biden and his parents when he talks about the fact that he was scared because his ex-girlfriend was talking about how he was having sexual activity with his niece, might be relevant if you want to talk about the most relevant thing on the entire laptop. It's an incestuous claim that Hunter Biden is responding to and saying that his life will be ruined if this ever gets out. You would think that that might have been interesting to the media years ago. And I shared those text messages and Twitter locked my account. I wonder if I can share those text messages now. I'm going to go back and dig through and re-pull up those text messages and share them. When Twitter locked my account, they said that it was re-victimizing victims of sexual assault. Twitter, the pre-Elon Twitter that basically would not take down pornographic images of children even when the children were begging them to. That same Twitter wanted to protect Hunter Biden's niece from reliving the crime and the trauma. That was the excuse they gave, and they pulled those messages down immediately. Time for all of that to be explored. Time to talk about Ashley Biden's diary, speaking of incest, where she talks about the fact that she was sexualized by her father. We are dealing with a family of criminals and potentially a family that is incestuous, right? And our media has ignored it. But thank you, CBS, for having the courage. 769 days after the New York Post broke the story and subsequently had their Twitter account frozen just ahead of the election cycle. Thank you, CBS, for having the strength to say, oh my gosh, the laptop, ladies and gentlemen, is real. And yes, it's obviously also exploring the fact that there's a lot of shady financial dealings, which Hunter Biden was involved in overseas. Hey, they might even confirm that Hunter Biden has a lot of strange involvement in Ukraine, that his father is involved in Ukraine, that our involvement currently in Ukraine is not accidental, that there are claims in Ukraine that they want to make sure that Ukraine stands strong to launder Western money. So we'll keep an eye on that story. Just kidding, we won't, because we've been reporting it for 2 years. I'm actually almost tired of the Hunter Biden laptop story because it's old. So there you go. Moving on and talking about the topic of fentanyl, another individual has overdosed. Very strange set of circumstances. He was a British IT exec, and he was on a trip to Disney World with his family in Florida with his wife and his young son. His name was Philip Wayborn, and he was 40 years old. He died on the third day of his family trip. Said that he had a very relaxing day. His wife said they had a very relaxing day, and they went to the best lunch. They enjoyed some champagne. A couple of hours later, he went to a bar in Disney's Yacht Club that night. And then someone very shortly thereafter went to the family hotel room to say that he was being raced to a hospital. And they assumed that he had either a heat stroke or a heart attack. It turned out that the postmortem showed that he actually had fatal levels of fentanyl in his system. Now, that's obviously very distressing. Who knows? A lot of these stories tend to be that individuals have some cocaine on them. They think that the cocaine is clean. Maybe he went down and tried to do some cocaine and ended up having, you know, fentanyl and had an overdose, like tends to be the circumstances. Or maybe he had something slipped into his drink. Who knows? It's very scary. It's happening all over the place. I've covered this repeatedly because for the second time in my hometown, the second time, not the first, three individuals have dropped dead in Stamford, Connecticut due to an overdose. Trying to do cocaine, going to do a cocaine line. This is just not the same world where kids could experiment with drugs. It's not the same world where adults could experiment with a party drug, right? You have to recognize this. It is very real that we have fentanyl pouring over the borders and that it's all over in America. There is no place that it's safe. It is literally not okay to do drugs. Never was okay, right? But at least you knew the drug that you were doing was not going to land you dead, hopefully, in terms of people that were doing cocaine. That's not real anymore. So kids, crack is whack. Cocaine is whack. All drugs are whack. Don't do them. We're facing this crisis and it's severe. And that is all that I have to say about that. If you are looking for a meaningful gift for your loved one this year, I highly suggest checking out Legacy Box. Legacy Box is a simple and safe way to digitize your treasured videotapes, film reels, and photos. They've helped over a million families, mine included, to do just that. You just send in your tapes or photos, and they'll send them back in a digital format that will always be protected from floods, mold, or other hazards. These irreplaceable moments can be easily viewed, shared, and passed on for future generations. Legacy Box is what Better Homes and Gardens calls the most sentimental gift for making this holiday season special. I know I personally have tons of old VHS tapes of everything from school talent shows and graduations to just some random footage of me and my sisters goofing off when we were young. I'm excited to be able to preserve those videos and watch them back one day with my children. Legacy Box is giving my listeners their best deal of the year this Black Friday. Visit legacybox.com/Candace to save 65% off your order. With limited quantities ready to ship, this deal will go fast. Go to legacybox.com/Candace for 65% off today. That's legacybox.com/Candace. Okay, I'm jumping into your comments now, like you know I like to do. First up, Gia writes to me, I live in Colorado Springs. This is a horrible tragedy. This is obviously regarding the Colorado shooting. This is a horrible tragedy. My heart goes out to the victims as well as their families. The media wants this shooting to be a hate crime so badly. That's all I've seen for the past 2 days. The media has also depicted Colorado Springs as some podunk hillbilly small town. We are the second biggest city in Colorado with over 500,000 people. Our governor is openly gay and just got reelected. Club Q has been here in the same location for over 20 years without incident. People of the city are not out lynching gays like a bunch of homophobes. We don't even know the entire story. We will soon find out that this has nothing to do with politics and most likely was not a hate crime. I'm leaning towards a domestic issue, but we shall see. Nobody has blood on their hands except the lunatic that killed innocent people. And that's all I have to say about that. Great ending to that. Absolutely agree with you. Obviously, by the way, yesterday we reported that it seemed that he was the same person who basically threatened to blow up his mother. And that was confirmed yesterday. It was indeed him. So we are dealing with someone who is a lunatic. And obviously, he didn't threaten to blow up his own house and his mother in it because she was a lesbian. So he's just somebody who has been crazy and who they should have been watching for some time and they were not. So more stuff will come out. You are correct, but it is likely not a hate crime. There's been no evidence of that. The media doesn't need evidence of these things to run with it. Obviously, the George Floyd story is, they claimed it was all about race. There's not a single shred of evidence that Derek Chauvin responded to that crime because George Floyd was black. There's not a shred of evidence that the police officers involved cared that he was black. They never called him anything derogatory because of his skin tone. The media has insisted that what happened to George Floyd happened to him because of the color of his skin, in the same way that they are insisting that because it happens to have been a gay club, it must be a gay hate crime, as opposed to having it just be something that happened late night at a club where things tend to go wrong in general when there's drinking and drugs involved and you also have a lunatic who, as I said, should have been on an FBI watch list and instead was walking into a club and did something that is horrible and tragic. So we will keep an eye on that story, obviously. But by the way, when they discover that it's not a hate crime, they're not going to cover that because they've already won the narrative. That's how it works, right? If you get the lie out and you keep insisting upon it, then you don't have to worry when the truth gets up and says, oh, actually, that's not it. That's what the media likes to do. Rachel Z writes, I recently experienced something similar by defending Candace Cameron Bure for her wanting to promote traditional marriage in her new holiday film. I was called a racist, a bigot, an awful human being, all because I believe you have the right to stand by your beliefs, whatever they may be. Now, mind you, I am not a Christian. Nothing against Christianity. It's just not what I follow. But how ironic that me defending a Christian actress made all these woke internet activists enraged. Isn't the left supposed to be the more tolerant group? At least that's what the mainstream media would have you think. Well, I found out real quick that this tolerance disappears fast if you're not in 100% agreement with their narratives. The more I listen to people like Matt Walsh and Candace Owens, the more I realize the left, for a lack of a better phrase, is bat crazy. Indeed they are. It is true. And they are a crazy bunch of hypocrites. They are radical. And a lot of these people are sick and demented in the head, to be clear. They're completely out of their minds. And it is they are the kinds of people that will demand that there is representation of trans people. If you got up and you said, I'm proud to bring forth this film because I want to create a scenario where trans people can feel represented, they would applaud you. Now, if you say, I'm proud to create this film to because it covers traditional marriage, they go nuts. They go crazy because they actually hate people that they believe, as I like to call it, heteronormativity is a problem, right? So they think that you need to problematize yourself by being something else other than straight. You cannot be heterosexual. You have to be homosexual. If you're a male, good luck out there. Nope, you better be a gay male or a trans male or a trans male that's thinking about going back and becoming gay, because if you are not, if you don't problematize yourself and fly yourself and dance under a banner of sprinkles and Skittles and rainbows and all things fun and childish, then they're going to say something wrong with you and they're going to attack you. And that's literally what's happening to Cameron. Anybody should be excited about being in a film, and you should be able to say, I'm glad to celebrate traditional marriage, but this society hates tradition. They think it's backwards, it's wrong, it needs to be killed because they're obsessed with this idea that this progressive narrative is going to bring them into the future. And it's not, actually. It's absolutely not going to bring them to the future. So it is good on you to stand by Candace Cameron Bure and that you are recognizing that the left is bat crazy. Next comment regarding COVID being a scam. This is Sonia. So I sort of disagree with you on the whole COVID thing to the extent where it wasn't just a common cold. There are quite a few people who I knew that did pass away from complications due to COVID. Yes, they had underlying issues, but if COVID didn't exist, they would likely be alive. I'm not God, so I'm assuming here. And I also knew quite a few people who got very sick with COVID or after effects from COVID, as it did affect people in so many different ways. But in saying that, where I do 100% agree with you is governments did take it to the extreme as well. It was treated like the end of the world, the zombie apocalypse was coming, and used to push other money-making agendas. In South Africa, the army was deployed to ensure curfews were kept, and if people were walking in the streets for no reason, they were mistreated and dragged literally back into their homes. We had to keep receipts of groceries on us in case we were stopped by the police for being out of the house. Alcohol and cigarettes were banned for months. Illicit cigarette markets were making a killing, selling counterfeit cigarettes at four times the price. Fast forward a year later, riots break out in South Africa. Half the country was on fire, and the president had to think about deploying the army to stop the unrest. Yeah, and you'll find that they didn't care. This is why you knew I am saying COVID is a scam. First and foremost, it was a financial scam. There's no question about that. It was money laundering opportunity, trillions and trillions of dollars that are just going to be wiped. We're never going to know where any of that money went, and it certainly did not go to the American people. The second reason I'm saying is a scam is that because just like any other virus, some people who suffer from it, who have underlying issues, everything is complicated. My dad recently lost 80 pounds, right? You want to know why he lost 80 pounds? Because he got COVID and he almost died because my father was very fat. And at that size, anything that my father got was could have been a death sentence, right? Anything. My dad had type 2 diabetes. He now doesn't have type 2 diabetes. My dad has asthma. Now, both me and my dad have asthma, but when I get an asthma attack, I'm not fearful. My dad, it's life or death. That's what it means to have underlying issues. This is why the numbers in the charts showed that the overwhelming majority of people that were dying, I believe the number was like 80, above 80%, were clinically obese people. And this is like saying water is wet, right? If you are unhealthy, when something comes around, you are going to be the most at risk. The scam was in terrifying children, in masking children, the concept that masking at all helped. That was all a lie. They knew it was a lie. The concept that staying 6 feet apart was going to save lives. They knew that was going to be a lie. We also know that the majority of people that were dying were incredibly old. Telling me that 95-year-olds are going to die when they catch a virus is, again, like telling me that water is wet. We know that these groups, your average life expectancy, I believe, today is 72 years old. They were telling us that 80s, people that were 80 years old and 90 years old were dying of COVID, right? These are the things that happen when you become 80, 90 years old. Anything can kill you. At the end of the day, if you check, and they were also changing the rules, they were testing people post-mortem for COVID. They've never done that before. This assumed that when you are old and above 80 and 90, that you die of old age. They never go, oh, well, it was a coronavirus. It was ultimately a cold that took them away. It was one giant lie after the next. And more people, if they sat down and ran the real numbers, probably died from a combination of things due to COVID policy, not actually from COVID itself. We knew that the suicide rates were going up, depression was going up, drinking was going up, drug overdoses was going up because people weren't allowed to work. And so your society, talking about the scam, your government was never, ever, ever concerned about saving lives. They were killing people to maintain a narrative that was ultimately a lie. But let me tell you how I really feel. Final comment is from Dogs and Cars. That's the name of the handle. He says, you guys, he's probably talking to people in the chat, be respectful of my wife, Candace. You would get more views if you wore more revealing clothing. I know this sounds sexist or misogynistic, but it's just the truth. I love you, sweetie. Have a good night. Oh, thank you so much, Dogs and Cars. If I just dressed a little more slutty, I would get more views. Oh, too bad I don't want to dress slutty. That's all right. All right, guys, the next portion of the show is going to be available exclusively on Daily Wire Plus. I'm going to be talking about the Chrisleys being sentenced to prison for fraud. So if you are not a member yet, go ahead and click the link in the description and subscribe right now.
Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.